DJ X.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Welcome to Tuesday. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
75 outside. Today on the show, new phone tap, another opportunity for you to get in on the Ariana Grande show in Lexington with the DJ X All Access Summer. Brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital, 7, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Another opportunity for that, so that's pretty cool. That's yesterday's, but yeah. looking at the show rundown, and I'm like, yeah, no, that's yesterday's.
No, I noticed that.
Yeah, I haven't printed it out yet. So,
okay.
We've got Florida making the show, and a bunch of different stuff happening here this morning.
We have to talk about Petey Uber, too. Petey Uber, he's going to be the little hero, again, that we didn't know we needed. Petey Uber.
The drunk guy?
No.
Is it a different guy?
Different person. Not actually a guy. Not actually a person. Petey Uber. It's going to be fun.
All right.
Might need some Superman music.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's exciting.
It's a feel good.
Is it?
It is a feel good.
All right.
Petey Uber. It's going to be great.
You keep saying Petey Uber.
Well.
All right. What state are we talking about? Is it Florida?
Utah.
Oh, Utah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Utah.
All right.
Petey Uber in Utah.
Wow.
It's going to be amazing.
What a setup for that.
I'm just saying.
All right.
He's coming up
in the show. I'm excited.
I'm assuming it's a he.
Okay.
I'll explain it all.
I can't wait.
Well, I don't know how to check, actually. I'm not an expert.
Are we going to have to learn?
Maybe.
All right. I don't know how to follow that.
I know, right?
All right. Very cool. All right. Well, then, great. We'll get started with setting the bar coming up here in just about 15 minutes. Good morning, guys. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Congrats again to Lexi Browning. She is literally whisking away to New York City to see Taylor Swift in a private musical event we can probably assume is going to be the Amazon concert because... I believe she's leaving tomorrow. So that's exciting.
Okay, so she's going to leave tomorrow and get there in time for the concert and then whirlwind.
Yeah, I know.
And then she comes back Thursday?
Live that life.
All right.
Live that rock star
jet set
lifestyle.
All right.
Yeah, so Lexi Browning. You can see the video of us surprising her at the Muhammad Ali International Airport. Last week it's pretty magical. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's pretty magical.
It's pretty cool. And I gotta say that I think I tipped her off.
Oh no, you did.
Five minutes before it happened.
You did.
Because of a photo that I took of Sarah holding a sign that just said DJX picked you. And just like there was a small section of the picture where over behind Sarah was like the partial face of one of her friends.
It was her whole face.
So anyways.
Like she saw it. She knew. Here's the thing. And then people are giving us they're saying that we don't know how to spell because they were, the whole contest, we were trying to play off the PIC in picture, but then also picking you. And so the sign says PIC. Apostrophe ED,
yeah.
But no one saw the apostrophe in the video.
Everybody just saw PIC.
So they're just like, they
right.
Piced you?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hashtag we know how to spell.
Okay.
So yeah, you can see that video, WDJX.com. But again, congrats to Lexi Browning. That's a big deal there. She's headed off to New York City tomorrow to see this girl right here, Taylor Swift. On 99.7 DJ. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, setting the bar. Small examples of what not to do. Obviously, you guys are not listening. So once again, if you can manage to make it through the day without licking ice cream at the grocery store and putting it back, you're doing okay.
Yeah, okay.
Copycats now.
Man arrested after posting a video of himself licking and sticking a finger in a tub of Bluebell ice cream and putting it back in the freezer.
What is going on with Bluebell ice cream?
I don't know, but word's gotten out. That's delicious.
Leslie Martin the third. What are you doing?
Police say Lenice Martin was copying on
Lenice.
A notorious viral video to get attention. He's facing multiple charges.
That's gross.
Yeah, so...
So took it a step further with sticking the finger in it.
Sure, like, put it back in...
I see what you're doing. I'm going to take it a step further.
Yeah, so again, again. And then, you know, there was plenty of videos going around of someone kind of taking the top off a Listerine bottle, swishing some, spitting it back in and putting the top back on. There is a video of...
There is a seal on those.
Right, which there's people are saying that that one might be like set up just for attention because there wasn't a seal on it.
I can tell you that because I buy Listerine, that they are sealed.
But Lanice, I don't know who else needs to hear, stop licking ice cream and putting it back in the freezer.
Is this thing on?
It's not on.
Hello.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day, just buy the ice cream. It's like $5. Buy the ice cream.
Oh, we had a bunch of coupons. They're expired now. But listen, it's not that much money. So buy the ice cream. Enjoy the ice cream. You can actually
do that in your own freezer if you want.
The ice cream anytime you want.
Yeah. If you can manage to make it through the day without licking ice cream at the grocery store and putting it back, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
That is setting the bar.
What kind of a world are we living in right now?
On 99.7. You're the sunflower. You're the sunflower. 99.7, DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Kind of cool that we've had Holiday World Splash Safari tickets to give away all this week with Sarah Jordan in the afternoon. So be listening to win some Holiday World Splash and Safari tickets this afternoon with Sarah on 99.7, DJX. It's going to be a day for it. 92. Mostly clear, beautiful, but hot and sticky, kind of baby powder inducing weather.
Yeah, it's a lot of baby powder. Just go buy lots and lots of bottles of baby powder.
Yeah, Wave 3 new storm tracking team saying tomorrow even going to be hotter, high of 94. I saw,
really?
I think Kevin Harnan maybe said yesterday that we haven't even reached 95 in Louisville yet. But
are you kidding?
It's felt like
105.
I know, the surface of the sun. And then thunderstorms rolling into the forecast for Thursday. Here this week on 99.7 DJX. All right, Kelly K, what do you got for me?
A feel-good story brought to you by Ray's Ford. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, everything cheaper outside the city. Visit raysford.com. Pasolino's on West Market.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving away a free wedding.
Wow.
Free wedding, like all of it. Everything included. The whole kit and caboodle.
Including the bride and the groom?
Well, they're not going to like pick a bride for you.
Oh, okay.
You have to you got to figure that out yourself.
Hey, I'm ready. I'm ready to get married.
Couple strings attached. All right. First of all, you got to be willing to get married on March 8th. That's the date.
2020?
Yes.
All right.
So March 8th, mark that down. That's your wedding date. And they're looking to give back to people in the careers of service. Like, we're talking military, fire, EMS, teachers, police, etc.
Nice.
So just one of the couple needs to be in one of those careers. And they're going to start opening for submissions. You can submit to be the couple that they pick starting on the 22nd. I think it's going to go through October on their website at pasolinos.com. Now, a lot of planning going into the event. They already have a ton of vendors that are like, yes, we want to be a part of this. It's
so
cool.
Absolutely.
But they are still looking for other vendors to help them pull this off, like florist, caterer, bridal party attire, hair and makeup artist, spray tan.
Do they need someone to officiate the wedding?
I will just throw that out there.
I was going to say, we've got someone here on the staff.
I don't know what I'm doing
staff.
March 8th. I haven't checked the calendar yet, but I am ordained. I'll say that.
I was going to say, Kelly Kay has been known on a whim because we wanted to do a bit on the morning show. Yeah. She got ordained like 10 years ago, and it has since blossomed into a...
It was the gift that kept on giving.
Yeah, sure. Sure,
It has come in handy many times.
You kind of retired, but you can come out of retirement for that.
I'm retired a little. Yeah. I mean, I got asked to do many weddings, and I had to kind of pump brakes a little bit because I was spending a lot of time at people's weddings, strangers' weddings.
Hey, no,
there were some very sweet people, though. I have had the honor of being a part of some very sweet couples' love stories.
Let's bring it back around.
Pasolino's giving away a wedding.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So if you want to be a part of that, either right, on the vendor side or if you want to be the couple that they pick, you
starting on the
22nd, go to pasolinos.com. There you go. Pretty
nice.
Cool.
All right. There you go. Feel good. Brought forward to memory hour here on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Kelly looks very nice there this morning.
Oh, thank you. Outfit provided by that cute little shop.
I was going to say, mine is provided by TJ Maxx.
That's great.
And mine is from Goodwill.
Okay, so there you go.
We're running the gamut.
We've got
something for everybody on this show.
Cat,
that's great.
Cat's outfit brought to you by Goodwill. Mine brought to you by TJ Maxx and Kelly's.
Well, you guys bought yours. I'm borrowing mine. All right. I got to get it back. It's cool. Really nice of them to let me have it for a little bit, though.
Sure. Just long enough to put your stank on it.
Yep. Take a little picture. Say, I feel cute today. Hey, so might delete later.
So here's a question. Do they put a sticker, manager's sticker, 50% off?
Kelly K Stank manager special sticker on it.
I'm not sure. Even if there's like a pit stain on it too.
I'm really trying not to give the pit stains. I'm trying to like not do any of the sweating. Trying to stay real nice and pristine all day.
That's all right.
Give it back to them all nice, like
classy.
It's the jeans too. I don't know how they're gonna.
Ooh, yeah. That's a Kelly K crotch special right there. That's what that is.
You better be carrying like a stain remover sticker.
I mean, that's one of those yellow stickers.
Stain my jeans.
I don't know. Your top is like cream colored. You can't get any food on it. You have to eat with a bib today.
Do you think I get food on my outfits every day? I'm a very clean person.
Yeah, I'm not saying that you're going to get food on your outfits. Thank you. I'm just saying you're going to get your stank on
it. I don't. I'm trying to keep the stank out of minimum.
Listen.
We're in air conditioning. It's fine.
Yeah, but it's 92 outside.
Well, I'm not going to spend an extended period of time outside today in this outfit.
You can't necessarily control how your body reacts to heat and sweaty conditions.
What I'm saying is I'm going to try to get to air conditioning quickly today.
Can we suggest to the lovely little shop
that cute little shop
that
in the paddock,
we get a little sticker that says a Kelly K crotch special. And we can 50% off discount.
Oh, they're not giving me clothes anymore.
And then you know what? It could be one of those things. You know, you see where people wear hats and they still have the stickers on their hats, right?
Yes.
I think that's almost a badge. You know, someone wears one of your tops and still has the Kelly K manager special sticker on, and they're like, "Hey, look, I'm wearing the same top Kelly did."
God, Robin, I'd squeeze my butt into a pair
of those jeans and. Look at this.
They don't sell men's clothing. Thank God.
I'm not saying men's clothing.
Don't start.
I'm saying yours.
Oh, yeah, no.
No one needs to see that.
Nope.
All right. So
I can say you do not fit in these skinny jeans.
Hey, my point is, you look nice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, is that where we started?
We did. You look nice. Okay. Stupid.
You're not giving me any more clothes.
Yeah, that's done. Sorry. Sorry to ruin that for you. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. A message from Jenny, running late this morning. Got to listen for the first time in many mornings. Holiday pay at risk, but well worth it. Yeah, when we're less than an hour into the show, we're already talking about manager special for Kelly's crotch pants.
Oh, listen. I'm going to try to stay as pristine as possible today so I can just give the outfit back and it's fine.
I'm going to try to make you as sweaty as possible.
There's no Kelly K stank on it.
Just so there is some Kelly K stank on those clothes
for
you.
Listen,
you're going to have to get baby powder after the show.
Yes, exactly.
It's an honor for the next person to put on those clothes.
Sure. This is what Kelly was wearing. This is what was cloaking her body. That's great.
My chest is touching Kelly's chest, guys.
Don't touch yourself. Don't think like that.
It doesn't matter. No.
All right.
It's fine. It's cute. It looks good on them. They like it.
All right.
Buy it.
You see where Vin Diesel is announcing the new Fast and Furious 9? They're still making those movies.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. He announced Fast and Furious 9, and it's got some, it's got Charlize Theron and Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren?
Yeah, in it.
Is getting into the Fast and Furious franchise?
That's right. And Vin Diesel also said,
Week 3, Fast 9. Here on set. We've got a lot of the original cast here, including Oscar winners like Charlize Theron and Helen Mirren.
Yeah.
A few new surprises, including John Cena, who I believe is going to completely shine in this movie.
He said John Cena, right? It's John Cena, is it not?
Oh,
that's
maybe.
The name I recognize.
Maybe.
John Cena. John Cena.
Vin.
John Cena.
It is John Cena.
Or is it one of those like Hollywood insider things where everybody knows him as Cena, but like his friends know him as Cena, but he's like goes by Cena. I don't know. That's weird. Anyways, Vin Diesel, Fast and Furious 9, some stars. That's slated for release in 2022, I think.
Here's my question. So, you know, you got Hobbs and Shaw getting ready to hit theaters here soon. That's an offshoot of the Fast and Furious franchise. Mm-hmm. So is The Rock still going to be a part of that? Because there's been some tensions.
Yeah, between Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Tyrese and Vin. Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interesting.
But the entire Fast and Furious franchise has racked up more than $5 billion.
Wow. So that's why they're not stopping.
That's why they're not stopping. Okay. There you go.
Can't stop.
Ben and Kelly, 99.7, DJX, home of the DJX All Access Summer, where coming up here in about a half an hour, we'll get you in on that trip to Ariana Grande in Lexington. 7, 9, 12, 3, and 5 weekdays. All right. So Ariana Grande all this week and next. The concert is in November. So you got a little bit of time to get yourself mentally and emotionally prepared for that show.
Yeah, it's a different word every single time.
Yep.
And that's when you can get in.
Yeah, enter it at the website at WDJX.com. So yeah, like I said, right around 7 o'clock, we'll get that word in for you here on 99.7 DJX. Florida making the show, courtesy of Officer Barry.
Officer Barry. We use that term in quotes.
Yeah, quote unquote Officer Barry. Florida making the show coming up in about
DJX.
Florida makes the show from time to time. And when I say from time to time, I mean just
all
about
the time.
every single day.
All
just
the time.
Because weird random things happen in that state. So a little Florida setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without pretending to be a police officer and pulling over a real police officer, you're doing okay.
Ah, dang.
Hey, when that happens.
Yeah. This man driving a car, impersonating a police cruiser. He even tried to make a traffic stop on I-4.
Yeah, so when you're impersonating a police officer,
you're going to spring into action and start pulling people over?
I don't know if you're trying to be like the Florida superhero or not, but this is what happened.
Unfortunately for him, the driver he stopped was an off-duty deputy.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I haven't seen you down at headquarters.
Yeah, his name is Barry.
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 Oh, sorry.
Barry.
Wait. Officer Barry.
Sorry.
Officer Barry.
Sorry.
When he finally did pull over, the man was yelling at him, saying, "You don't believe I'm a cop? Why didn't you pull over?" That just didn't sit well with this off-duty deputy. That's not how law enforcement officers act.
Yeah.
That's not protocol.
So, yeah.
Nope.
The off-duty deputy asked Barry to Officer Barry to show him his credentials. And that's when Barry was like, I left them back at the station.
Left them back at the station in my desk.
And don't you believe me?
Yeah.
Right.
Investigators say when the deputy asked the man to prove he was an officer, he couldn't. So the man got in his car and took off.
Yeah, so he said,
did he have a uniform? Were there lights on the car? What was he driving? I need to paint the picture a little bit more. Was he convincing as Officer Barry?
Obviously not, because Barry was not very convincing to the off-duty deputy that he pulled over.
Dang.
And later arrested.
I didn't see you at the academy. All right.
Barry.
He's just, you know what? He's trying, though, to keep the streets safe.
Yeah, I mean, is he kind of a Florida Superman where he's impersonating an officer? Maybe he's maybe not Superman. Maybe he's Batman. Maybe he's trying to rid the city of...
He's a Dark Knight.
...of crime.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
He's the hero Florida didn't know they needed.
Barry.
Officer Barry.
Sorry. Officer Barry. The Florida... 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Always love these days.
You can get free Chick-fil-A this Tuesday, July 9th, but only if you have a cow costume handy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Chick-fil-A, free chicken today.
Customers wearing cow attire get a free Chick-fil-A entree, and that includes your little ones who can get a free kids meal. The 15th annual Cow Appreciation Day starts when the restaurant opens through 7 p.m.
Yeah, so every day is some sort of national holiday. So Cow Appreciation Day is today, other than getting free chicken at Chick-fil-A. Not really sure how you appreciate cows.
Don't eat it today. Don't eat a cow today.
It's also National No Bra Day.
Fun. Yeah, I'm not celebrating that. You're welcome.
For those of you who are
the
interested
public service.
In that sort of day.
I will appreciate the bra by wearing it.
I don't know if you can combine the two or not. Appreciation Day, No Bra Day. I mean, cows don't wear bras. They have udders and teats.
Oh, yes, goodness. They do.
Yeah. Have you ever milked a cow?
I have not. I milked a fake cow. There was, a couple years ago on the parade, the Pegasus Parade, across the Kentucky Proud float that had a, but the teats were rubbery. So it felt realistic, I bet.
I feel like you seem like a worldly woman and someone who would have previously milked a cow.
I look like someone that might have milked a cow.
Have you ever milked a cow? Do they have cows in Florida?
Yeah, we have cows in Florida, but no, I have not had the privilege to milk a cow or fake cows. So,
am I the only one in this room that's actually put my hands around the teats of a real live cow and squeezed its
milk out
to nourish the family?
All your hands like that.
It takes a technique.
I'm sure it does. And are you gentle yet firm?
What you have to be.
Okay.
You have to be. No, and you say that in jest, but it's true. Like
no, it's sensitive. I get it.
Like here, hold out your thumbs. I'll show you.
You're not gonna milk my thumbs. You're not milking my thumbs.
Why not?
Milk cat's thumbs.
I know you better than I know cats. Let me milk your thumbs.
I don't want you to milk my thumbs.
Here, hold your thumbs up like this. What? Haven't you ever played cards?
Oh no! I've done that.
Milk the cow. Here, I'm going to show
there
you.
There was a song, and you'd milk each other's thumbs.
Not like thumbs up.
What? That's
like that? Because like, they look like cows.
Thumbs down. Because those are like the teats.
Oh God!
Kind of like you're cracking your knuckles.
Why
your
am I doing downward? This is awkward. Don't get video of this.
This is because it's Cow Appreciation Day. And so I asked, you know, have you ever milked a cow? So now you'll be able to
just milk me now. God.
I hate myself.
Milk me now.
I hate me. Stop. Oh, God.
Milk me now.
Well, just get it over with.
All right.
I'm sure that's what the cow said.
So you have to grip.
You have to grip
up here. You kind of have to grip up at the. I don't even know where you start. What you would call this at the base of the teat?
Of the teat.
At the base of the teat. Yeah. You have to kind of grip up there and then squeeze down like that.
Is it painful?
Don't you have to like? Do you pull down?
No. You don't pull. You don't yank.
You just squeeze.
How would that feel, Kelly?
I don't know.
How would that feel if someone pulled and yanked? You have to be gentle but firm. So you have to.
So you just squeeze and release.
Are there any farmers who can confirm my technique?
Oh my God! You say it to Kelly as though she has been milked like a cow.
I have no experience.
Humans and cows are different.
The milking experience I went through when I had children was different.
I know. I'm not talking about humans. I'm talking about cows.
But I'm just saying. I haven't been in that position.
You've got to grip the teat at the base and then kind of like with the rest of your hand, massage it down and then it shoots it out into the pan.
This does not sound comfortable for the cow. Yeah. Like, are they relaxed during it? Are they stressed out?
No, absolutely not. The cows need. How am I the only one who knows all this cow knowledge?
Are you a farmer in a cow's life?
How do I know this cow knowledge and you not? No, the cow has to be relaxed in order to give you the best milk.
So great.
Debbie Texan, milk me now. OMG, I'm dying. Imagine tuning in and hearing that for the first time. Yeah, welcome to the show, friends.
Greg says you're milking this bit.
Allison texts in and says, good luck taking those shirts back now with your sweater.
They're not taking it back. Just like, you know what? We're just going to burn it.
Okay. enough about Cow Appreciation Day.
You can get free Chick-fil-A today.
That was our point.
All right.
Bringing it all back around because we're professionals, friends. We are professional morning radio broadcasters. Florida, making the show coming up next, courtesy of Florida Booty Drugs. That's where we go. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 6:50 here at 99.7 DJX. 73, Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team saying 92, your high.
That's just really soupy.
Soupy, sweaty, hot, sticky, swampy, all that fun stuff on 99.7 DJX. Andy tweets in, I'm dying. Milk me now, LOL. Dead. Dusty tweets, was at the gas station with my door open.
Oh, gosh.
and Ben and Kelly show on the radio. Suddenly I hear milk me now. LOL. I had to laugh and shut the door. Hey, listen.
Oh gosh, people that don't understand.
Listen.
There's so many.
We don't think about the collateral damage sometimes about our conversations when we're talking about what it's like when Ben's demonstrating what it's like to milk a cow on my thumbs.
Listen. These are magical moments you can find. Real magical moments here on the show.
Yeah.
On 99.7 DJX. That sounded the sound of Kelly and I awkwardly standing in the shower, pondering life.
It doesn't get better. It's going downhill.
This show is quickly going downhill.
It's quickly tumbling downhill.
Yeah. We call them shower thoughts.
Hey, you know, now with people licking containers of ice cream and spitting into beverages at the grocery store, we can look back with nostalgia to the innocent times when people kept themselves entertained by eating Tide Pods. Right?
Throwback to like 2018.
To the innocent times.
When people were just popping dish detergent in their mouth.
That wasn't good either. Wow. What has happened?
Glorious times.
What's happened to people?
Millennials stink.
Shower thoughts. Go with me on this.
Oh, no. Mm.
If a woman has fake boobs.
Where are we going with this?
Easy.
If a woman has fake boobs and they pop.
Yikes.
They're kabloobies?
What? Ben!
Okay.
I don't condone that one.
All right, I'm done.
That is, I did not sign off on that one. I didn't sign off on that one. Hey, you know, we're all pretty lucky. You know how we're pretty lucky?
How?
We're pretty lucky that roaches, spiders, and other creepy bugs don't understand how creepy we find them. Because imagine if spiders knew how much better they could protect themselves if they just jumped at your face.
Oh, God.
It would be aggressive.
Like, hey, Kelly. Hey, Kelly. Boo! Hey, Kelly. Let go!
Terrifying.
That would be terrifying.
I hate them already, but that would be 15 times worse.
Yes. One more. Shower thoughts. You ever think it's weird that we have one hand that just knows how to do everything and the other hand that just sits there like, I don't know how to even hold a pencil?
One is so much more intelligent.
I know. It's like,
my left hand's real dumb.
Like your right hand's like, hey, don't worry. I got it, friends. Left hand's like, yep, can't help you, bud. Sorry.
Your right hand is like the smart sibling. I know.
It's like, guys, I'm doing all of the work. Why don't you guys do a little bit of it?
All right, there you go. That's just a weird random thoughts that we have. Called Shower Thoughts on 99.7 DJX.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right, coming up, another opportunity for you to get in on that trip to see Ariana Grande in Lexington, Rupp Arena.
We say it's a trip, but it's, you know, you just drive to Lexington. And there she is.
Yay! Like 1 hour away.
That's right. Yeah. We're not going to put you on a plane for this one, sorry.
No, yeah, we're not flying you to Lexington for that.
Five minute flight.
Right. And like I said, Florida Booty Drugs still on the way here on 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, home of the DJX All Access Summer. We're all summer. We're sending you to different places, giving you different experiences. Tomorrow, Lexi Browning going to be headed to New York City to see Taylor Swift. So you could be headed to Rupp to see Ariana Grande in November. It's part of the DJX All Access Summer. Get the word REM into the website.
REM?
Yeah, can you spell that?
REM.
There you go.
REM.
Get REM into the website. WDJX.com. And you could be on your way to Lexington to see Ariana Grande in November as part of the DJX All Access Summer. So REM, get that into the website at WDJX.com. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Raise Ford Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaiseFord.com. Kelly K.
We need to introduce you to Petey Uber.
Petey Uber.
Petey Uber is a subject of a feel good. So animal rescuers from the Wildlife Rehab Center of Northern Utah were kind of surprised to find an Uber waiting outside of the front doors last week. The only passenger that had been waiting in the back seat of the car was Petey Uber.
Petey Uber.
A tiny baby bird.
Wait, what? Did he call the Uber?
Well,
details.
He did not. Doesn't have opposable thumbs. Tim Crowley and some friends, they were just kind of like hanging out on Saturday, having a couple of beverages.
Impromptu, sitting in some camp chairs, hanging out, having a few drinks. When we had a visitor fall out of the sky.
They didn't want to drink and drive, but it was clear the bird needed help.
At first, it was a joke, like, hey, maybe we should just call it Uber, you know? And then we're like, no, really, that's why not? We're paying them.
The driver arrived, thankfully on board.
Like, what? Are you kidding? Okay, sure.
And it's a good thing, too, because Petey, as the two neighbors named it, may not have survived if it weren't for the Uber ride to save it.
It just brightens everybody's day and makes them pretty happy.
Petey, Uber for the win!
Don't ask questions, Uber driver.
Yes,
just
drive.
Just drive.
Yes.
Just drive.
That is awesome. Got Petey there in time. Rescuers nursed Petey back to health, and now Petey is going to be released back into the wild in time for migration.
Aww.
How fun is that?
Look at that!
Tim and his drunk buddies.
Tim and his drunk buddies.
In the backyard.
Hey, that's a bird.
Hey, that just fell from the sky.
Hey, we should call it an Uber.
Hey, it's raining birds. That's weird, right? Let's call it an Uber.
That's great. That should feel good. Love them. Do them every single hour here on 99.7 DJX. Brought to you by Raise Ford. Nothing means nothing if I can't have you. Shawn Mendes, 99.7 DJX, coming to the Yum Center August 3rd. We're going to have more tickets as that show gets closer here on 99.7 DJX and possibly even get closer to Mr. Shawn Mendes.
Okay,
which,
good, because I want to try to win.
Okay. which, man, everybody, after, you know, you were talking about the pictures of Shawn and Camila kind of holding hands over the 4th of July weekend.
They were huggy, hand-holdy. They spent the 4th together lounging by a infinity pool.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Everybody's kind of jumping in on the, yeah, sure you guys
are sure they're
dating.
Just friends.
Yeah, Camila Cabello recently broke up with her longtime boyfriend. All of a sudden, they are now pictured together. And
they weren't trying to hide it. They were
they definitely were. Yeah, yeah. And Camila Cabello, you know, she was looking like she was having the best time.
Exactly. They look happy.
Yeah, for sure.
Just live in your happiness, kids.
Yeah.
Embrace it.
So be listening for another opportunity for you to get closer to Shawn Mendes as part of the All Access Summer rolls on. But right now it's Ariana Grande. So get in on that with REM. WDJX.com.
Will you give me a little special friends insider info so I can try to win? Just, you know, special friends. Just little heads up.
A little nod?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
sure.
A little slip it under the table.
Slip it under the table.
It's coming up.
The creators of Toy Story 4 have a warning for you.
Uh-oh.
Coming up next, 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, streaming thebenandkellyshow.com. You can always get us on Alexa. Just ask Alexa, launch 99.7 DJX, and you can get our podcast. You can get live radio, all that right there. Well, Toy Story 4 was the number 2 movie over the weekend at the box office.
But it does have a breakout star.
Yeah, the breakout star is Forky, the handmade craft in the movie where...
Yeah, Bonnie makes him, and he refuses to believe he's a toy. He is trash.
Right. Oh, right.
That's so sad.
Yes, he keeps trying to jump back into the trash. It's kind of fantastic.
So, there is now a warning.
Oh.
Courtesy of the makers of the Forky plush toy.
Uh-oh.
We've got a consumer alert for parents out there. Disney recalling Toy Story 4's Forky plushie toy.
Okay, so... Forky plushie is dangerous.
Is dangerous.
What's happening?
What? Are people using real forks, knives? What's happening?
Saying it's a choking hazard. The Consumer Product Safety Commission saying this affects about 80,000 of these toys.
It's a choking hazard?
Did they say plush toy, though?
Yeah, they're not shoving the plush fork down their throats. No.
They were sold at Disney stores, Disney theme parks, and also online.
No, they're saying that the little googly eyes of Forky.
Oh, the googly eyes
detached.
Can come off.
And they can be a choking hazard.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's upsetting.
So the breakout star, Forky, is being recalled.
Well, you know what? Here's the silver lining. There are so many people that were making their own Forkies. just like Bonnie did. Sure. Like getting an actual plastic spork, mm-hmm. gluing the googly eyes on, getting the pipe cleaner, all the things, popsicle stick. There you go.
How is that safer than a plush toy?
No, it's not. It's another option. It'll save you some dough. Because those are pricey at the Disney store. I'll say it's just going to save you some money. Just make your own Forky. It's fine. Just do it Bonnie style.
Wow. We had no idea this segment was going to become DIY life hacks.
There it is.
But here we are.
Go on Twitter. Everyone's doing it.
We're doing DIY segments here now on the show.
Just use some really good glue. And those little googly eyes won't fall off. They'll stay on the spork better than they'll stay on the plush, right?
These DIY life hack moments brought to you by Kelly K.
There you go.
I would encourage your kids to play with like super glue, though.
Well, that if Bonnie did. If you've got Toy Story 4's Forky, recall!
Oh, boy. Oh, my.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Coming up, when you're learning a different language because you're taking a fun honeymoon in, you know, a month.
What language are we learning?
You say, j'avons les toilettes. Oh. You're saying, where is the toilet?
Yeah.
French. Yeah, French. You got to learn all the pertinent phrases.
Yeah, like toilets and stuff like that.
Yeah, there are certain phrases you should probably know to help get you around, navigate it.
Phone tap on the way in about 15 minutes. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. 92 today, according to Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. 94 tomorrow, and then scattered thunderstorms in the area. 89 on Thursday. 99.7 DJX. Text message from Holly writes, I just got in my car, heard Kelly say, check it out on Twitter. Everyone's doing it. And I don't know what you guys are talking about, but that sounds like a terrible advice.
Everyone's doing it, Mom.
Yeah, no, we're never going to give you good advice on this show, probably.
Listen, I have no idea what you're talking about, but whatever it is, it's probably terrible. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of accurate.
Yeah.
It's kind of accurate.
Probably don't do that.
So, yeah, we're just talking about DIY life hacking your own
making
Forky.
Your own Forky from Toy Story 4.
Sure.
Yeah, it's like the trend because Bonnie made it. You can make it, too.
Save some moolah.
Yes.
Yeah, listen, all you need is it's a plastic spork and some
googly eyes.
And then, pipe cleaner. Yeah.
Popsicle stick, just break that in half.
Sure.
And some goop.
Great stuff. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah.
Coming up next, it's a phone tap when you are getting married and you're studying up really hard because you're traveling out of country on your honeymoon.
Yeah.
Then what do you do? Well, you have us call and have a little fun at your fiance's expense.
Sure. J'avons les toilettes. You're saying, where is the toilet?
Yes, yes, wow. I am.
He's got the accent down really well. That's impressive.
Yeah, we're going to introduce you to Jean-Pierre Hassenpepper. Jean-Pierre.
The family's got some internationals?
Hey, listen, it's a wide expanse.
Wow.
Yeah, that family tree. All right, so that's next on 99.7 DJX. Hey,
is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you off to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
So Nikki wrote to us. She's fun. She said, my husband has been learning French on tape before our trip there in a few weeks. So I was thinking, you could have some fun with him with one of them hilarious phone taps that you guys do. You think?
I think.
You think?
All right, well, welcome to your phone tap.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Tom, please?
Yeah, this is Tom.
Hi, Tom. It's Jean-Pierre Hassenpepper with Language Software Company. It's a customer satisfaction call. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. And how's your French coming?
I think it's going pretty well. Yeah, I'm learning a lot so far.
Oh, wonderful. And would you like to demonstrate that for me?
Excuse me?
Could you speak a little French for me, please? You know, it's a customer satisfaction call, and I just want to see how you're doing, you know, make sure the program's solid.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, yeah. What do you want me to say?
No, we can start with an easy one. Ask me where the bathroom is.
Sure, yeah. Okay. That's, vous savez, je vends les toilettes.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah, yeah. No, that's not right.
Uh-oh. Maybe I didn't pronounce it exactly right, but I know the words are pretty much there.
I was practicing that one yesterday, so that's
No, no, I'm not hearing it. I'm kind of having a hard time believing that you actually studied the program. You know, just listen to how I say it, okay?
Okay.
Where is the toilet? you see what I did there? Just kind of rolled off the tongue.
Were you serious when you said that? Because that's not even French. You're saying you said English words in a French accent.
Well, I mean, it just sounds that way because I'm so fluent, obviously. Can I ask how long you've been studying with our program?
I've had it maybe a month, but I mean, I still know a few things even in that short time. And that's an easy one. Where's the bathroom?
Right. Well, I've been head of the French department here for 20 months, and if you know, want to be understood while you're in France, I think you should, you know, use my method.
Well,
again, say it with me. Where is the toilet? It's really just that easy. It just kind of rolls off the tongue.
Well, the program, it says, où c'est avant les toilettes. That's what it has for where is the bathroom.
Yeah, no, sir, I don't understand you. I mean, just, it sounds like you're speaking pig Latin to me. I mean,
you want me to say,
where is the toilet?
You're saying, where is the toilet, but where is the toilet?
Yes.
That's not French. That's English in a French accent.
No, yes. You're saying it perfect now. Tomato, tomato. I mean, you say one thing, I say another. All I know is that you're going to have a great trip to Paris in a few weeks, and everybody's going to be able to tell you where to find the bathroom.
Wait, how did you know I was going to Paris?
Oh, did I say Paris? Oh, well, that must be because your soon-to-be wife, Nikki, wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show and set you up for a phone tap.
All right.
Hey, Tom, it's Ben Davis over at 99.7
DJX. Okay, all right. Yeah, okay. That's pretty good. I'll give you that. That was good.
And your laugh is off, too. It's more like, oh, oh, oh. Yes. Have a great honeymoon.
Oh, my God.
Have a great honeemoon.
Jean-Pierre.
I'm crying.
Where is the toilet?
Who knew I could speak French, too?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Listen, we've all learned a little French today.
We have.
On 99.7 D. Nobody's gonna love you like me. Taylor Swift, 99.7 DJX. Congrats again to Lexi Browning, who is headed to New York City tomorrow for a private musical performance by Taylor Swift. She was a winner there with our DJX All Access Summer, the DJX Pick Me. If you want to see the video, we got some pretty cool video from us surprising her at Muhammad Ali International Airport last week.
It was magical.
Yeah, up at WDJX.com. Like, she brought her entire family. Like, like we somehow coordinated it with her entire family to meet her there at the exit terminal.
Yeah, our promotions team like did a lot of tailoring to find her mom and her sister to help coordinate this, because it was a pretty elaborate thing to try to pull off.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So I do think I gave it away to Lexi just like 5 minutes before she got there.
Rookie
with
mistake.
With a photo that I took that accidentally had her friend's face in the background, but you know,
it
I mean, things
sister.
Happen.
Sure,
things
it was,
happen.
It was so small in the background. Though.
I mean, like, no, but her full face was—you could see it.
Yeah, it could have been anybody, though.
And listen, we knew she was watching like a hawk.
I mean,
on
everybody
Twitter.
Was because we had already delayed it a day, and everybody was like, "What's happening?"
You can't irresponsibly tweet in a time like that. You can't. What lesson did we learn, Ben? What lesson?
Let's
check your tweets before
you tweet. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we tell interns that all the time. I should have heeded my own advice for sure. It's Ariana Grande this and next week in Lexington, and another winning word for you coming up at 9 o'clock on 99.7 DJX. Coming up next, Florida making the show. Congratulations.
Yay. It's usually not a good thing.
Yay.
Don't clap. Stop clapping.
Yay for Florida.
Don't applaud them.
After the Jonas Brothers on 99.7 DJX. Jonas Brothers, 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. My name is Ben. That's Kelly.
Hi there.
Kat.
Good morning.
And Florida, making the show once again. Let's introduce you to Timmy.
Hey, Timmy.
Timmy having his best day. Timothy Davis.
He was pulled over for not using his turn signal.
Oh, man, I hate that.
Yeah, Timmy got the sweat, so he refused to stop.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
ran over a concrete median.
Ooh.
Kind of ran into a fence there.
Oh, that's gonna leave a mark on your car.
Yeah, that's not a good day.
Then Timmy decided, you know what? No, I'm not gonna go like that. I'm gonna run into the woods.
Oh, he's fleeing on foot now.
Yeah, and soon we'll find out why. Timmy, once caught in the woods, put in the back of the cruiser, taken to jail.
Sure.
Was then caught on camera. Removing some drugs from his underwear.
Oh, what was he going to do with the drugs? He was handing it over to the officer and saying, yeah, I probably shouldn't have these.
No, stuffed it in his booty.
Timmy!
Why do we always end up here?
You said Timmy!
Timmy! Not what we do! Timmy, don't put that there!
Your mother is not proud of you!
Timmy, we don't want booty drugs!
Timmy! That is not what that's for!
Now he's facing several charges.
Yeah.
Including drug possession.
That's a domino effect of bad choices.
Fleeing law enforcement officer.
Yeah, that's
and
bad.
And tampering with evidence.
Listen, from his mugshot, it kind of looks like maybe like he knows what he did.
From his mugshot, it looks like
hashtag old some
Timmy
regrets
would probably be the type that would
have done that before.
Stick what? Drugs where the sun don't shine.
Right, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying those drugs don't. They probably shouldn't be used once they've been up there.
Were they already in like sandwich baggies or something?
You're asking too many questions.
I know. My mind gets bogged down by logistics, and it shouldn't in these cases. It should.
So that was the tale of Timmy. Florida Timmy Booty Drug Man.
I could just see the officer like, what is he doing? What? Sir?
Timmy?
That is not going to help you at this juncture.
And police, once again, not paid enough.
No, they're not. No, they are not.
Florida, making the show on 99.7. Ariana Grande, 99.7 DJX, part of the DJX All Access Summer. She's going to be in Lexington in November. And we've got tickets for you all this week and next with the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. When you hear the winning words, another one coming up here in about an hour here on 99.7 DJX. All right, feel good. Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com.
So do you remember like a decade ago?
Okay.
There was a viral dancing cockatoo named Snowball. Busting some moves to the Backstreet Boys.
I do seem
do you
to
remember
recall
that
this. Sure.
A decade ago.
Like, yeah, it was a long time ago. But I mean, everybody fell in love with him because he was busting some serious moves to BSB. I mean, he's got a great choice in music as well,
obviously.
Right? Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
So then scientists decided, you know what? We need to study Snowball. We need to like check this out, right?
Right.
And they found that this bird is not just copying moves that he's seen like his owner do. They figured this out by like throwing some other tunes at him.
Oh, like, you mean other Backstreet Boys songs?
And they went to the 80s because they just don't rank music like that anymore, right?
Sure.
So they threw some Cyndi Lauper at him.
Cyndi Lauper?
Yes, I know. I know, it's a little unexpected. And then they determined that this cockatoo was making up his own dance moves.
No way.
Yes. Like, he's not just, like, following movements or being trained with food and stuff like that. Like, he's making up his own moves. And they've kind of, like, documented. They kind of named his moves.
Sure.
Which you can see in the study. It's kind of great. So they put Another One Bites the Dust by Queen and Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
Yes.
And Snowball was feeling it.
Yes. Wow.
Feeling it. Like, 23 minutes, they kind of looked at him, studied him, filmed him. He didn't just stomp his feet or bob his head, but he was creating all of these. Like, he did choreo. He was coming up with, like, a routine.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can see it. It's up at WDJX.com. You should probably spend some time watching Snowball and his dance moves.
Wow, look at Snowball.
Snowball.
Let him go.
Again, living his best life.
I'm going to need him to teach like a bird dance class or something. Yeah.
I'm wondering then if Snowball could learn a dance routine.
And then like, teach his friends.
What's the latest one they're doing?
The get up?
The get up. Maybe we could teach Snowball the get up. Give him a red Solo cup. See if he can do it.
Okay. All right. There
I'm
you
just,
go.
I'm just spitballing, Snowball.
I know. We're just spitballing.
I'm spitballing.
We're looking for your future.
It's pretty great, though. WDJX.com.
All right. There's your feel good. Do them every hour here on 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Text message from a listener, Emily. She says, I have a general radio question for you.
Okay, general radio question. We're ready.
How hard is it to completely end a sentence before a song starts? Every time I'm like, he's not going to make it. Oh, he made it. Do they teach you this in radio school, or is it pre-recorded, or what?
Oh, gosh, wouldn't that be neat if
we went to radio
school? No, it's not pre-recorded.
No, we didn't actually go to radio school. Kelly went to Purdue. I went to Capital University.
Yeah, there is a term for it, though. It's called hitting the post.
Yeah, so, I mean, we know just by, like, practice, and practice, you know, how long a song goes until the lyrics kick in and you start singing, and so we just do what we need to do.
We fill the space.
Yep.
You'll probably think See? That you
Look at that. That just happened.
Just like that.
See, that's called talking up the ramp, hitting the post.
Talking up the ramp, hitting the post.
It's radio jargon. So, we're just taking you to radio school.
Yeah. Emily texts back and says, okay, cool. I'll work on this to beef up my radio personality resume.
All right. Well,
yeah,
you
know, at some point, you're probably going to take our job. So,
Know,
you need to know how to do that sort of thing.
We're
right?
not promising that we're saying important things over the intros of songs. We're just talking.
Yeah.
You know?
We're just doing our thing.
Not going to promise that it's really, like, pertinent information or entertaining at all.
No.
We're just taking up the space. Awkward silence.
We understand you just want to hear Post Malone, and we'll give that to you. It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX and Post Malone there, 8:17 today, according to Wave 3 News storm tracking team. It's going to be hot, sticky, sweaty,
swampy. Soupy.
Yucky. Baby powder inducing in your special areas. High 92. thunderstorms possible. Thursday. And what would you say? We're going to be on vacation next week, but you were saying that
there
are hurricanes rolling in.
My husband started to, I looked over on the couch. I saw the spiral start to happen down into the depression.
Oh God.
When he looked at the weather forecast for the Gulf Coast.
And you're going out to Destin, right?
We go to Destin. We've got a condo we normally stay in, and so he's been, I mean, this man has been excited to put his toes in sand for a very long time now. He's in it, in a vacation state of mind already, but then he looks and sees that hurricane activity might be taking over the area, and then you're looking at the forecast, and looks like thunderstorms, like all week, thunderstorms.
Oh, no.
And he's just looking at it, he goes, I'll cry. Oh. I will cry. I won't be able to handle it.
Oh, no.
I will lose my you-know-what. I'm like, listen. You had better learn how to lock it up. Because if you're crying, then the kids are going to be crying. I'll be crying. This is not good. We do not want to be crying at the beach during a hurricane.
Can we drive to a different beach?
We can't. Kat, I mean, at this point, you're locked in.
What did your mom, Debbie, say about how to tell if hurricanes are coming due to the turtles?
She told me this like a month ago that she goes, yeah, like I've been seeing that the turtles have been laying their eggs really high up on the sand, like all the way near the bushes because they know the hurricanes are coming. So they got to protect their babies.
The turtles knew?
Yeah. The turtles knew, and I didn't tell you, and I'm sorry.
Dang it, turtles are ruining my vacation already!
They know.
Yes, they had to do those things, and then they lay their eggs with the babies.
this is not good. So let's listen. Is there some sort of like
rain
happy dance?
Happy
sun dance? Happy good vacation on happy good vacation weather dance.
Listen, that's going to have to be all up to you to do because you know we're just worried about Louisville area.
I'm worried about my husband's mental state.
Sure, just let him listen to this. How could he be sad?
Oh, he's going to be sad.
Thinking
if we're
about
sitting in a condo for a week.
The poor baby turtles.
Watching it rain.
Yeah.
Can he do a hurricane dance to those noises?
I don't
and
know.
Then hopefully it works.
We need an anti-hurricane dance to like something.
It's Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Coming up here next, we go international by going to France.
Oui, I love going to France.
New phone tap. On the way, coming up here next, where, you know, when you're just studying to try to Learn the Language of Love. You have Jean-Pierre Hassenpepper.
No, Jean-Pierre Hassenpepper.
Swoop in to make sure you're doing it right. All right? Phone Tap coming up here next on 99.7 DJ.
Is getting pranked.
Oh my God, who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Nikki, I can tell she's sassy. Sure. Nikki sent us a message. My husband has been learning French on tape before our trip there in a couple of weeks, so I was thinking maybe you guys could have some fun with him with one of those hilarious phone taps.
All right, let's do that. Welcome to your phone tap here on 99.7 DJX.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Tom, please?
Yeah, this is Tom.
Hi, Tom. It's Jean-Pierre Hassenpepper with Language Software Company. It's a customer satisfaction call. How are you today?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful. And how's your French coming?
Oh, I think it's going pretty well. Yeah, I'm learning a lot so far.
Oh, wonderful. And would you like to demonstrate that for me?
Excuse me?
Pop quiz.
Could you speak a little French for me, please? You know, it's a customer satisfaction call, and I just want to see how you're doing, you know, make sure the program's solid.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Yeah, yeah. What do you want me to say?
No, we can start with an easy one. Ask me where the bathroom is.
Sure, yeah. Okay. That's, où c'est devant les toilettes?
Ooh. Ooh, yeah, yeah. No, that's not right.
Maybe I didn't pronounce it exactly right, but I know the words are pretty much there. I was practicing that one yesterday, so that's
No. I'm not hearing it. I'm kind of having a hard time believing that you actually studied the program. You know, just listen to how I say it, okay?
Okay.
Where is the toilet? Yes. You see what I did there? Just kind of rolled off the tongue.
Were you serious when you said that? Because that's not even French. You're saying, you said English words in a French accent.
Well, I mean, it just sounds that way because I'm so fluent, obviously. Yeah. Can I ask how long you've been studying with our program?
I've had it maybe a month, but I still know a few things even in that short time. And that's an easy one. Where's the bathroom?
Right. Well, I've been head of the French department here for 20 months, and if you you know, want to be understood while you're in France, I think you should, you know, use my method.
Well,
again, say it with me. Where is the toilet? it's really just that easy. It just kind of rolls off the tongue there.
Well, the program, it says, où c'est devant les toilettes. That's what it has for where is the bathroom.
Yeah, no, sir, I don't understand you. I mean, just, it sounds like you're speaking pig Latin to me. I mean,
you want me to say,
where is the toilet?
You're saying, where is the toilet, but where is the toilet?
Yes.
That's not French. That's English in a French accent.
No, yes. You're saying perfect now. Tomato, tomato. I mean, you say one thing, I say another. All I know is that you're going to have a great trip to Paris in a few weeks, and everybody's going to be able to tell you where to find the bathroom.
Wait, how did you know I was going to Paris?
Oh, did I say Paris? Oh, well, that must be because your soon-to-be wife, Nikki, wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show and set you up for a phone tap.
All right.
Hey, Tom, it's Ben Davis over at 99.7 DJX.
Okay, all right. Yeah, okay. That's pretty good. I'll give you that. That was good.
And your laugh is off, too. It's more like, oh, oh, oh. Yes.
He's got it.
There you go.
He's got it
there
now.
There you go.
Where is the toilet?
Where?
Jean-Pierre,
this is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. True hearts needed something more exciting. Bum bum dee dum dee dum bum
bee.
Spend and Kelly 99.7 DJX. Get to a text from Casey who writes, "Hey, random question. How often do you guys wash your jeans? I wash my jeans, but between washings, I put them in the freezer to kill bacteria, but some of my friends never wash their jeans,
I've heard you're not supposed to very often.
I don't wash my jeans all that much at all.
Yeah, I don't either.
The color fade if you wash them too many times?
Yeah. I don't dry them.
Yeah, no, I never dry them either.
I hang dry them.
Yeah.
But I
really, Sparky, I am really impressed with you.
I will wear my jeans upwards of like 2-3 weeks.
Until they can walk themselves?
Yeah, between washing them.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, okay. All right, so I guess we're all...
That's pretty typical.
Like 2-3 weeks, like how many times are you wearing them during that time?
Every day. Not me, no. I was answering for him. I have way more pairs of jeans than he does. I'm predicting.
Y'all are walking around with some stank for three weeks?
I have way more pairs.
I wear underwear.
Yes.
So it's not like my bits are touching the denim.
Kat, are you going commando?
And two, I have probably about 3 pair that I rotate frequently.
Yeah.
I have several more pair of jeans, but you know, I just...
I have 4 or 5 that I rotate.
I keep my jeans, I keep about 2 or 3 that I like on heavy rotation. So those, I would say I wear maybe about 2-3 times a week. And so
I've heard the freezer thing, but that's way too much effort for me. Plus, I don't have that kind of space.
I've never heard of the freezer thing.
Like, yeah.
Killing bacteria by putting your jeans in the freezer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I never heard of that.
I don't know how long you're supposed to leave them in and then how long that's going to take to thaw out. I don't know.
I've never heard of that.
Really?
Yeah, the freezer thing? Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
So, do you wash your jeans now that you get off of eBay?
Of course.
Okay.
I haven't bought jeans off of eBay in a while.
Okay.
But thank you for checking in.
All right. I was just checking in because I remember the last time that you did.
Listen, you can get designer jeans for cheaper on eBay.
I know. One of the last times you had purchased eBay jeans.
Right. Again, you wear underwear.
Got excited and you wore them without washing them.
Well,
and, you know, we were just all
underwear.
Concerned for your health
fine.
And safety.
Oh, it's fine.
Used jeans. Yeah. We don't know where they are.
All right. Listen.
We don't know where those have been.
We don't need to use this segment to attack me. She just asked a question.
We're not. Text message from a listener. What I wash my jeans every time I wear them.
Every time? Ooh, yeah, that's not necessary. That's going to wear them down a lot sooner.
Another text that says, freezer won't kill bacteria, only heat.
Oh.
Use a dryer.
Oh, well, then that shrinks them, though.
Angie texts and says,
I just let them air dry.
Hey, if we put jeans in the freezer, what about the underwear? Well, you should probably put your underwear in the freezer.
Yeah, no, I'm washing the underwear after every use. That's different, kids.
Should we just start putting our whole load of laundry in the
Mike, Mike rolls in with some science and says freezing doesn't actually kill bacteria, only heating over 170 degrees
so
does.
So, wait a minute. Are we supposed to put them in the oven? Are we supposed to be baking our jeans in the oven? I don't think that's recommended.
That's a fire hazard.
That's kind of what I thought. David, I'm not an expert.
David rolls in with some science via tweet, too. It says freezers don't kill bacteria. Heat does. So,
all right. Well, then good. I'm not missing out on anything by not putting my pants in the freezer.
I've told you time and time again, this is a learning show. I mean, I didn't know anything about the freezer thing, but now I'm glad I know that doesn't actually work to kill bacteria.
All right. Learning. #learning. Don't put them in the oven either.
Yeah. Another text from a listener says, I've heard of guys who wear boxer shorts twice and by turning them inside out the second time.
Listen, that's disgusting.
Well, I've done that with socks.
Don't do that.
What?
I did that as recently as my California trip.
Ew!
Listen. I didn't expect it to be cold there, and I didn't want to wear my flip-flops, so I had to rewear my socks, and they were getting real sweaty, and it was like day 4, so I was doing inside out.
No, you just take them off, and you hang them up to dry.
Yeah,
and
you wash them in the sink.
Or you don't.
I mean, I was leaving them out to dry in the hotel, but then the next day, they were still moist.
God, when you say moist like that,
I want to know what kind of animal turns their underwear inside out and uses it the second time.
No, sir.
What kind of animal does that?
My dad's the one who recommended the sock trick.
But wash them first.
Your dad's #science. All right. Hey, we're learning together here, guys.
That's
our point. All right,
okay.
Thanks for the random text messages because these are things we'd never think about.
Absolutely.
But
take us down lanes that were unexpected.
Billie Eilish, DJX. It's 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hey, you want to know how long humans spend in the bathroom over a lifetime?
Why do you just blurt things out like that without talking to us first?
416 days.
Why?
Whoa, over a year? Wow.
Why?
Think about what you just said, Kat.
Over a year.
Whoa. Again, think about what you just said.
Over a year.
416 days. There are Okay, never mind.
There's 365 only, days in a year. I know
right.
It's over a year.
Okay, you said over a year.
Over a year. Yes.
Oh, I thought you said over the span of a year. That's like that's what you're talking about. No, it's 416 days of their life.
But I was confused too. I was like, where are you going?
416 days of their life in the bathroom. Men specifically, 373 days. And women about 456 days in the restroom.
Most of studying this and why?
Gosh, scientists, hopefully.
Why are scientists spending time studying this?
Most adults want their bathrooms all to themselves. 17% of adults say they can't stand it when someone else is hogging the bathroom.
Fair.
I want the bathroom to myself too, but I never get it. It's either the kids or the dog staring at me, trying to work stuff out.
Yeah. And so
I'm never alone.
Most of the time. Now, see, immediately when I saw this, and this is why I gravitated towards it, I was like, oh, okay, people are actually like using the bathroom. But it's like getting ready for work type of stuff. It's like primping and like brushing your teeth and brushing your hair and stuff like that.
I was going to ask, like, does that include sitting on the toilet, but just being on your phone? Cause we've had conversations about like, you know, phone calls on the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
How often are you doing that?
Well, most of the time when I'm like responding to tweets and stuff like that, that's when I get my break.
Oh, great.
And so it's like
you're multitasking.
Yeah, it's like break time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's
time
like
to decompress.
Decompress, break time, me time.
Remind me not to touch your phone.
This one?
Anytime soon, yeah. Yeah. Oh, God, stop wiping it on your beard. That's disgusting. Because we know your beard is dirty too.
Nah, ooh. It's all health. So, yeah.
Nasty.
Fun facts there on 99.7. DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. The DJX All Access Summer rolls on this and next week. Ariana Grande in Lexington in November. We want to send you there. So get this into the website, WDJX.com. The word successful.
Successful. SUCCESSFUL. Successful.
Look at that.
Wow. I was successful in spelling that.
Look at that.
Yay. Pat on the back.
Yeah, get that into the website at WDJX.com. Successful. And then you could be successful in winning tickets to Ariana Grande's show in Lexington in November as part of the DJX All Access Summer brought to you by Wellstone Regional Hospital. All right, you feel good? Do them every single hour. Brought to you by Ray's Ford, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Everything cheaper outside the city. Visit RaysFord.com.
We're going to the Emerald Coast for this one.
Where's that?
Okay. So it's in Florida.
Go. Oh, okay.
Yes, where things were happening about 8 months ago.
Okay.
Hurricane Michael was happening.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, obviously they had a lot of power outage and things like
that. A lot
that.
Of downtime.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's go to the news there in Emerald Coast.
Hurricane Michael left many without power or cable for quite some time. Well, 9 months after the storm, baby delivery rooms like this one are starting to fill up, and we're starting to see exactly how people spent their time when there just wasn't much else to do.
Oh. There's something to be said for when there's nothing else to do, babies are going to be made.
Dr. Sam Wolf delivers babies at Gulf Coast and says the hurricane may have had some unplanned results.
We had a time period right after the storm with no electricity, no cable, no anything.
So, what are you going to do?
Of course, you can imagine, about 8 weeks after that, we had a significant influx of patients showing up pregnant.
Dr. Wolf and staff are expecting to deliver around 200 babies next month.
Whoa. August is going to be probably the busiest month this hospital's had in terms of deliveries. That's my prediction. We'll be ready for it.
All right.
All right,
wow.
Then.
Wow. Look at that.
Dr. Wolf. Ready to catch those babies.
Made by the Hurricane Michael.
Things were happening.
All right.
There you go.
Good for
That's
them.
That's a feel good.
Hey, if there's a hurricane when you're there, you got something to do.
Hurricane a rockin', don't come a knockin'.
Don't come a knockin'. There you go. That is a field, is it not?
It is.
Sure.
That's the bright side. I'm at a party.
Everything means nothing if I can't have you. Shawn Mendes, 99.7, DJX. Of course, after those photos of he and Camila Cabello over the 4th of July holiday weekend.
Huggy, hand-holdy.
Yeah, then mm-hmm. everybody's like, okay, really? You're not dating?
Just
or you're just
friends?
Well, you know, I mean, and kind of we brought this up yesterday where mm-hmm. it's like maybe they don't want to define it yet. They're just enjoying each other.
Well, they're not hiding it.
It's called DTR. They're not ready to determine the relationship.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And so a lot of people online are quick to be like, question mark? Really? including, yeah, I saw on Instagram comments by celebs or one of those like meme accounts or whatever. They screenshotted a dirty movie Twitter handle that said Selena
Camilla.
Sean, uh-huh. Camilla, really? And I was like, oh, even the naughty movie world is noticing.
Great.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's okay, interesting. That's, so yeah.
Wow.
Shawn Mendes, Camila Cabello, they're, hey, just living their best life.
We just want to celebrate their love. Mm-hmm. Let's just admit it so we can fully celebrate their love.
Maybe they're just friends with benefits. Maybe they're not the datey-datey official.
Well, regardless. Well,
they're brunchy, handy-holdy, huggy-huggy official.
Kissy? Wow. Okay, so... They've got a new song out, and they're doing a good job promoting that,
yes,
for sure.
Yes, they are. Absolutely.
Yeah, and Shawn Mendes is going to be here in Louisville in less than a month, August 3rd at the KFC Yum Center.
Hey, are we going to have tickets? Because I want to try to win.
Yeah, good luck with that. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. You miss anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. Just ask Alexa. Launch 99.7 DJX, and you can get our podcast there. You can also get it on the website at WDJX.com. You know, this hour, man, we've already heard from Kat's extended family. We've heard from her mom, her dad, her sister, her aunt.
Yeah. The whole tribe is calling in.
I know. You only turned 23 once, I guess, right?
I mean, yeah.
And so, like, we were asking, are they getting you a stripper? Because they said, hey, more surprises are on their way. We're like,
yeah,
oh, strippers.
It's
got to be strippers, right?
Mm-hmm. Then strippers. My dad followed that it was for his birthday. And I was like, oh, God.
Now, listen, remind me real quick. Did we get I feel like I got a stripper for you for your birthday
one
year.
No, that didn't happen. You got a stripper. Sarah Jordan got a stripper. I've not had a stripper. Okay. I hired the strippers. I know the strippers.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Because I feel like well, you were pregnant.
Yeah, I didn't get a stripper.
You were pregnant, Sarah, and you had a stripper.
Sarah got the stripper, I think, when she was pregnant.
Is there like a special birthday number that you get it for?
No, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm not sure.
No, I don't think so.
Only if
I think
you're
it's
pregnant.
Just, I think maybe I was just, maybe I just had such a great time with my stripper that I just was projecting that onto you.
It was the same stripper.
Yeah, I know.
Johnny Angel.
Yeah. But are you
it's
sure?
It's like he's a resident stripper.
Like, I feel like I got you one.
Keep him in the closet.
Anyways.
Yeah. It's time, stripper boy.
Yeah. Johnny, it's your time. All right. So anyways, have a happy birthday, Kat, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, we hope that your strippers bring cookies and chicken sandwiches and candy and
snacks.
All sorts of stuff. Yeah, that would be our best life.
That would be great.
Bring enough for that to share. So that'd be good. All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you.